available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I got to give credit to the president. You know, he did his job. It's got to be driving these right-wing guys nuts. They go out and start stuff. Like any bully, they'll come in and start something. But a righteous-hearted person has to come in and clean up after their mess. Boy, guys, that's got to be driving you nuts, ain't it? And I'm glad he did it.
Here's a caller from Michigan who thinks the fact that President Obama got bin Laden is driving the Republicans nuts. And that's where we start on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's listen to Chris Matthews now talking to Jean Cummings, who's from Politico.com. Also, political analyst Howard Fineman is here. And the focus is about the president's image and how it's changed since bin Laden's death.
You know, I do think weeks can become iconic, and they do have a value beyond how they bump the polls. And later on down the road, those iconic moments are remembered back and forth, and they do tend to add to the sort of the permanent value of a politician. Your thoughts about the last week?
I agree with you, Chris, that this could become a milestone, a turning point in his presidency if things stay on track. I think that the voters got another look at the president. We often talk about and write about how he takes close counsel, how he doesn't react, very emotionally to things and that sort of thing. And what they saw was, a pretty cool customer making a very tough decision. And that lends insight, I think, into his presidency as a whole, especially when people criticize his ability to emote and be warm with voters. I think voters will overlook that if they feel confident in his leadership behind the scenes when it comes to a big call. And this was a very big call that they're going to remember.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, how are your thoughts? Just right up front.
Right. I think Gene's absolutely right. And in talking to White House people, as I was this afternoon, they know that the polls could change. They know all that. But one of them told me, look, I think the voters saw some things about the president as a leader. And those are important to us. And it's important to the president politically for the reasons Gene said. Here's a guy who sometimes is criticized for being too close on the details. This was a case where that characteristic, being close on the details, really mattered. This was a beautifully operated and executed maneuver here that he was closely involved in. Cool customer, focused. Those are the things people will remember.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Gene, you first, the question of the way he played it as the operations chief in a sense, overseeing the operation. It wasn't just policy. It was execution in this case and how he wanted it done. The president, according to Tom Donilon, the National Security Advisor, he said the president only had a 50-50 shot. And I was thinking about whether Osama was in that compound. And I was thinking, compare that to Donald Trump's shot. And this sounds almost ludicrous, but this is the way we were covering the news a couple of weeks ago. Donald Trump. He was betting the president didn't have a driver's license, basically, that he didn't have a birth certificate, that there was something wrong with his very identity. That was a bad bet to make, because the president knew everything. And here the president bet a much better bet, a much better gamble, whereas Donald Trump looks really bad now. He was betting against the president being who he said he was, an American. And now here's the president taking a bet as well, more calculated, better odds, but boy, it came out for him. He went bet on black, and it came out black.
Well, it certainly made the president's comments when he unveiled his birth certificate. He, towards the end of his comments, said, "I've got better things to do than this," or words to that effect. And then when I saw what happened, what he was really doing, those words took on much greater meaning. And I think that that summed up how much you have political farce in the silly season of a presidential campaign and real governing that has to go on in the White House. All White Houses have to run trains at several different levels. I mean, they were writing a humorous speech at the same time that they were having to plan this incredibly serious and dangerous mission. All White Houses have to pull that off. But the birther thing was such an oddity in the middle of it. I thought it gave really new meaning to his comments that day.
Coming up, more on bin Laden, plus the debate over Pakistan and their involvement in harboring bin Laden. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Talk Radio Review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Focus is on the aftermath of the killing of bin Laden. On Fox News, Heather Nauert talked to Michael Balboni, who's a former senior Homeland Security official, about the news that Pakistan will allow investigators from our country to question bin Laden's wives.
Getting new reports this morning that U.S. investigators may actually get a chance to question Osama bin Laden's wives, although Pakistan is now saying that they haven't received a formal request from the U.S. just yet. But here's the question. What could bin Laden's wives possibly tell us? Michael Balboni is a former Homeland Security advisor to President Obama. Okay, other than details about life in the compound, what could these women provide us that's valuable?
Certainly their travels with Osama bin Laden, obviously who they met with, that type of detail.
We don't think they went too far. We think they pretty much stayed in this compound.
They could
for
have.
Years.
Who came in, you know, who saw him, those types of basic details. But, of course, the question is, will they get anything from them?
Yeah.
Will
they be told? Presumably, these women have been coached.
Well, absolutely. Just go in and sit with them for an hour, you know, say whatever, and then come on out. And now the Pakistani intelligence community has made their good faith effort. But what did we really get?
I see. So really, they're offering it up to us to get some sort of goodwill with the United States, but really, we won't get much out of it.
And this comes in the face of tremendous skepticism that how could Osama bin Laden have been living there for 5 years without support from the Pakistani government, at some level? In addition, which just follows, you know, KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he was hiding in Pakistan as well. There's a history here. And so that's really what the intelligence community is trying to force them to say, hey, come on, you need to tell us all the information we can because we've got this treasure trove. This is our moment to truly go after Al-Qaeda.
You know, on the other hand, though, we don't necessarily know that these wives really did like their husband. I mean, he could have really offended them over the years. One of them was taken from her family, offered as a gift. Mm-hmm. Maybe they do have something to share.
I'm not convinced that the Americans coming in at this point in time and having burst into their home and always have been seen as the enemy are going to be the best people to perform the interrogations.
Is there somebody else who should do it? Can we get someone else to do it, someone from another country who might be able to get something out of them?
It may have been folks from Pakistan that they could have. Maybe they have a relationship. Let them do the questions. Let them have the right interpretation. Let them make sure that they get all the nuances and do it over time. Again, it's the accuracy of the information. Mm-hmm. That's really what you want to get out of all
this.
So
if you're asking them questions or showing them information, what do you want to share with them?
I want to share with them that we know you've been with them for a period of time. There's been these activities. And what type of how was the day spent? You know, the littlest piece of information can help to fill in some of the blanks that may be. Remember, they found all this information on disks and mm-hmm. thumb drives and computers, hard drives. So what does that mean? Help put it into context as to how operational was Osama bin Laden and what type of communications was he actually able to make.
You're familiar with the culture over there. How likely were these women to have known about possible plots, contacts, people who helped him and aided him?
Obviously it changes, but for the most part, the culture doesn't necessarily have the same. You can't say that this is a Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton relationship where they're kind of partisan.
No pillow talk here?
It's not likely, but nonetheless, that's not necessarily what they want. They want to know, again, how Osama bin Laden spent his life and these years, and what was he able to do, and who did he see? That's really, really key, because what you're trying to do here is get the whole network. And obviously, you'd love to have pinpointed information as to where the operatives travel to and from, but you might not get that.
Talkos Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy talking to Lisa Curtis from the Heritage Foundation about the latest info from Pakistan.
Just back and forth, tit for tat, he said, she said, yeah, you did, no, I didn't. In the long and the short term, how do you think this is going to affect the United States-Pakistan relations?
Well, I hope that this sort of tit-for-tat only lasts in the short term. I think a certain amount of defensiveness was expected in Pakistan because of the pressure the government's under, the embarrassment that the military has suffered because of the U.S. was able to carry out this operation, the fact that bin Laden was living on a military cantonment in a compound in a military cantonment area. This is all very embarrassing for the military. And so a certain amount of this defensiveness was expected, but I think it's time for the U.S. and Pakistan to sort of take it out of the public realm and begin to see how they can cooperate to act on the information that, like you said, they have collected from the compound, because certainly there are some more leads there. It looks like Pakistan is giving the U.S. access to the wives of bin Laden that were found in the compound, and so that's a positive step, but you know, there's a long way to go. There's a lot of questions Pakistan needs to answer, but you know, hopefully we can work through this and in the end come out with more cooperation and a better partnership.
Lisa, who needs who more? Can we fight the war against terrorism without Pakistan?
It would be very difficult. The point here is that if we were to cut off all aid to Pakistan, cut off the relationship, you know, the U.S. would no longer be able to use Pakistani territory to resupply our troops in Afghanistan. We would not be able to have intelligence operatives on the ground collecting information in Pakistan. And probably most alarming, we would no longer be able to have any influence on keeping those nuclear weapons that Pakistan has out of the hands of terrorists. So there are certainly reasons to continue to do everything we can to try to make this relationship work and cooperate. But at the same time, we need to use our levers, and one of those levers is the aid. And so I think it's reasonable to withhold the security assistance until we get some answers, until we get a commitment that Pakistan is doing more to sever those intelligence relationships with the terrorists, which has gone on too long, and we simply need to see them change course in terms of their relationship with some of these terrorist organizations.
Coming up, we'll get more from Washington on what Pakistan did and didn't know about bin Laden's compound on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio in the focus here on the Countdown. The aftermath of the killing of Bin Laden. Here host Jerry Jamieson speaks with Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina about what our leaders in Washington believe Pakistan did and didn't know about the Bin Laden circumstance.
Senator, it has been, I'm sure, a whirlwind up there in Washington. You also sit, of course, on the Select Committee on Intelligence, so you've probably been through some closed-door meetings, I'm guessing, regarding the mission in Pakistan, what's come out of that and everything. What can you share with us as far as, are we learning anything more about what Pakistan may or may not have known about Bin Laden's whereabouts?
Jerry, I think the answer to that, quite simply, is it's too early to know. We're focused right now on how to take multiple hard drives, computers, cell phones, zip drives, and try to analyze all the information that's on those, trying to run down telephone numbers, trying to take advantage of everything we gained from an intelligence standpoint from Osama bin Laden's residence. There'll be plenty of time to go back and try to figure out who, if, and I think it's just a question of who within the Pakistani government knew. I certainly think that you can have a close hold like this that the intelligence community might know about, but the elected leadership might not know about. I think the important thing that we have to remember is that Pakistan is a partner. It is a nuclear country. It's in our best benefit in the world's to have a stable government there and one that we can talk to. So I hope the administration will move at a slower pace as we try to find out a little more details about what they knew. And overnight, the Pakistanis have agreed to let us interview the three wives of Osama bin Laden. This is a positive sign. And my hope is that as the weeks and months go on, we'll have a better understanding of what role they might have played in harboring UBL in Pakistan.
All right. Well, so you're stressing caution, slow.
I'm concerned that we might make a rash decision that long-term is not in the best interest for us or for the rest of the world. And, again, I've always said that it's a region we've got to be particularly careful about what we do and what we say, just simply because you have two nuclear powers in Pakistan and India.
Host Frank Beckman here with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton The reaction Bolton has to the killing of bin Laden.
It was a great victory for America in some ways, although none of us ever want to celebrate death. I think a lot of folks thought it was going to be inevitable. That's the way it would end. Give me your thoughts on what happened. And I wrote a column in the Detroit News last week in which I said, you know what, a lot of people share the credit, starting with the Bush administration, starting with the CIA, starting with those brave SEALs, go right down the list to President Obama, who followed through on this.
Well, I think President Obama made a courageous decision to authorize the raid. There's no doubt there was a risk of failure. We all remember the failure during the Carter administration, Desert One, when we were trying to rescue our hostages from Iran. So there was big risk in it, and the president did the right thing, and he should be congratulated for it. But, you know, it takes nothing away from the president's decision to point out, as you just did, that this is the result of nearly a 10-year-long process and culminated in a real victory in the war on terror. I think there's no doubt about that. But as one humorist said, you know, saying that Obama got bin Laden is a little bit like saying Richard Nixon landed on the moon. The moon landing took place in the Nixon administration, but the project was started by President Kennedy, who said he wanted to land a man on the moon and return him safely in that decade, which we ultimately did. So, you know, I think it's appropriate to share the credit and also the understanding of how the whole project was launched, beginning with some of the fruits from the enhanced interrogation technique.
Up next, we'll shift the focus to Newt Gingrich and other possible presidential candidates.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn $5 to $10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Newt Gingrich says that he's going to make an announcement through his Facebook and Twitter pages. What do you suppose he's going to tell everybody? Talk host Charlie Sykes talks to several callers on his program. We don't think Newt has a chance against Obama.
Rich from East Troy.
You know what? Been there, done that. Gingrich cannot beat Obama because all the drive-by media is going to beat him up so bad. And that goes for Palin, and it also goes for Romney.
Well, I don't know about, why Romney?
They're going to bring up that. They're going to rehash that, all the stuff about, his Romney care, and they're going to bring up, they're going to question his religion, even though it shouldn't be a question, but, that's why they're liberals.
Yeah, well, Romney, I think, is in a different category, but basically your first reaction to this is Newt Gingrich, been there, done that.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. Dave from Caledonia.
One word, yawn. We're just going back into the past. I mean, he's not a charismatic person. You need someone that's a little bit more younger, more vigorous, like a Scott Walker or Paul Ryan. And sadly, Paul Ryan doesn't want to run. We might have to write out the next election, wait 4 years until Paul Ryan wants to run.
Yeah, you know what? You can't sit out. The country, history doesn't wait for you. You can't sit out an election cycle. There's going to be an election. And Ironically, I'm actually still convinced, despite the bump that the president got, I'm still convinced that he is he's as vulnerable as any incumbent president since 92 or 1980. But we don't have a candidate yet. Thanks for the call, Christopher from Freeport.
Two word reaction was why bother, and by what I mean by that is I don't see how a guy as smart as Newt Gingrich doesn't see that the base of the party, is not going to vote for the guy sitting on Nancy Pelosi sitting on the couch with Nancy Pelosi in the global warming commercials. They're not going to vote for a guy who's a serial adulterer, no matter how many times he says he's sorry. I was under stress because I was Speaker of the House. I'm reminded one of Dick Nixon's biographers, I think it might have been Steve Ambrose, said the tragedy of Dick Nixon is if he had stayed out of politics and been a history professor, he would have been fantastic at it and would have been a happy guy. And I think Newt Gingrich should go off somewhere and be a history professor and keep writing books and he'll be a happy guy, and we can get ourselves a nominee who can beat Barack Obama.
Talk host Ray Appleton with the rumors that Rudy Giuliani might be seriously considering a run for the presidency.
The mayor of America, Rudy Giuliani, who I just love, and last time was kind of a big supporter of his. But he ran the stinkiest primary campaign with a late entry, and I mean, I don't know what the man was thinking or smoking or doing or whatever. Rudy Giuliani, when asked if he was considering a run for the presidency, Mr. Giuliani said yes, with the caveat that he's not really doing so right now. Well, Rudy, when are you going to think about it? And the quote was right this minute. I mean, 5 minutes from now, maybe he'll think about it. Now, a lot of people are saying the starch is out of his sails because Osama bin Laden is dead. This was Rudy's big thing before. I don't necessarily equate this with Rudy Giuliani as being his big thing, but many people do. That if, like the president, Rudy Giuliani is going to hunt Osama bin Laden to the end of the earth, and that was his whole thing. Well, he's dead. So a lot of people see this as, why even bother, Rudy? Because the foundation for your campaign the last time around is gone. It's just not there. So what else you got to give to America? Well, I happen to think the guy's got a lot that he could give America. I happen to like him. Would he be my first choice now? No. Things have changed. I still believe Rudy Giuliani has a feasible, good, solid place somewhere in a cabinet, somewhere in an administration, somewhere in present-day American government. In the White House? No, I don't think. Times have changed. Now, I'm going to say another name, a name that has been deathly quiet, no pun intended, since the death of Osama bin Laden. The fair-haired boy of the Republican race has not said a word since bin Laden has been wiped out. Donald Trump, as quiet as a dormouse. Shh, where is this guy? Very quiet. I don't know if the death of Osama bin Laden threw him for a curve, and for the first time in his life, Donald Trump doesn't know what to say, or if he's been too busy on other projects that he hasn't had time to comment. Hard to believe.
Coming up, we'll turn our attention to the high cost of gasoline and what, if anything, you can do about it.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You're listening to the daily overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Price of gasoline certainly is an important focus. A lot of analysts are saying that we could see a drop by 50 cents or more over the course of the next couple of weeks. Talk host Brian Freeman here with Barron's editor Bob O'Brien. O'Brien's skeptical about seeing that much of a decrease.
Will gas prices really go down by 50 cents just a month after we were warned of $5 gas?
I don't think we're going to see a dramatic price drop in gasoline prices. I certainly think 50 cents a gallon is probably out of the question. And I think, in fact, we're looking at an environment where prices are going to continue to rise. And I think that $5 figure, is kind of in play at this point.
Do you think that people were looking for some optimism yesterday when someone out there said that it could drop by 50 cents?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of sensitivity in the oil market right now, and there's been just a dramatic increase in the amount of trading in the crude oil market, which obviously flows through to the prices that consumers pay at the pump. But, and so there was a little optimism there. There's also been a couple of regulatory changes, adjustments, what we on Wall Street call the margin rules, which is basically how much money you can borrow. So I put down, $1 to play the crude oil market. I borrow $3, so I've got four times as much exposure as I did. They've cut back on the ability of some traders to borrow that much money to make a play.
I heard a factor or someone say yesterday there's a 20% decrease in usage of gasoline by the public right now. Then we saw oil prices jump up over $100 a barrel. I think it's 103, if I'm right, after touching the upper 90s. What is the future?
Well, I think we are looking at higher prices in the crude market. It's tough to put an exact figure on it, but number one, we're moving into the summer, which means a pickup in vacation driving and just general consumption of energy products as we all turn on our air conditioners. So the demand side of the equation is about to go up, and the supply side is not. OPEC's not really introducing any new inventory into the market, so prices are going up. And the other factor that really has an impact here is what goes on with the dollar, because crude oil is priced in dollars. So when the dollar weakens, which it's been doing dramatically this year, oil companies like Exxon or Chevron go over to Saudi Arabia, those dollars simply don't go as far. So keep an eye on the currencies market. If the dollar continues to fall, that automatically means that oil prices are going to rise.
From MSNBC, Chris Jensing and Richard Liu talk about the debate with the tax breaks for the big oil companies.
Senate Democrats are on a mission, taking aim at billions of dollars in tax breaks for the oil companies. Look at these numbers from the Big Five. Big jumps in profits last quarter, thanks to oil prices hitting their highest level in nearly 3 years. MSNBC's Richard Louie has been looking into this. And Richard, on Thursday, the Senate is going to look into ending tax breaks for these companies. I guess the question is, what will that mean for the average person?
Okay, Chris, first the ifs for you. If royalty and tax breaks are cut, and if the costs are passed on to you and me dollar for dollar, we could see prices at the pump rise, but not by much. Based on estimates by the government and oil industry, we'd see only about a bump of a little over a penny and a half, 1.6 cents a gallon. That is, again, if oil companies pass that loss of royalty and tax breaks directly to us. Now, here's the argument being waged. Take a listen.
There's no economic or fiscal justification for them to receive $40 billion of tax breaks at the same time we're cutting $30 billion from Medicare.
We need legitimate tax deductions. These are not breaks. These are legitimate tax deductions that the broad base of the American industry receives.
Well, the American Petroleum Institute also argues here they are no more profitable than other manufacturing industries, making the very same average of 7 cents on the dollar. It's the volume that pumps up their profit volume. That's why. Listen to this. 1.8 million gallons of gas are sold on average each hour of every day in the U.S. Considering that profit cushion, one Democratic congressional report suggests the $90 billion of royalty tax subsidies available for over the next 10 to 25 years, they should be cut. And do what with the money? They say pay down the deficit or invest it in green jobs. Phaedra Ellis-Lemkins from NGO Green for All says green investments generate three times more jobs than oil investments. $1 million generates five jobs in the oil industry, she says, and 16 in the green industry. So we could pay a bit more if those breaks are cut here, Chris, but nothing compared to this year's spikes related to the weak dollar and the Middle East unrest.
Yeah, I think the average person just looks at the profits and says, and then how much they're paying for gas and says, are you kidding me, right?
Yeah.
Here's host Gene Muller with Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. He thinks that we should see a drop in prices at the pump way before Memorial Day.
Gas prices to drop, maybe down to $3.75 by the end of May? Is it going to last, Patrick?
Yeah, you know, finally some relief in sight. We saw oil prices go down $10 a barrel yesterday, and guess what? Here to begin today, they continue to drop now oil prices at $98 a barrel. That really means that by Memorial Day, we could see prices in Milwaukee and much of Wisconsin back below $4 a gallon, perhaps as low as $3.75.
Now, again, Patrick, this isn't this whole rise in the first place wasn't caused by supply so much as it was other factors, the tensions in the Middle East and the falling value of the dollar. I would take it that if those things stay the same or continue to, if the tensions stay low in the Middle East and if the dollar can gain a little value, this may be a long-term drop?
It certainly could be, and like you'd mentioned, the key factor here that we're going to have to continue to watch is the dollar. It suddenly strengthened yesterday after the EU said they were no longer sure if they were going to keep interest rates the same. That boosted the value of the dollar, and that is a big part of what we're seeing here. The dollar made big gains yesterday and is gaining strength again this morning against the euro. As long as that continues, that really could be a big factor behind falling oil prices. But for motorists, good news out there. I would only buy what you need at the gas pump is I expect prices to go down a few cents every day for the next several weeks.
Patrick, we've talked a lot in the recent weeks about this isn't just oil prices, that there's a shortage of gas as well. How does that factor into the whole equation?
Well, inventories of gasoline are still low, but we so much news out there that we're not even focused on that anymore. We are getting some news that refineries are beginning to boost output on the West Coast. Exxon's facility is likely in restart mode outside Chicago, and BP's facility there in Northwest Indiana will likely be finishing up maintenance soon. And so this is kind of a rounding the corner, if you will. Investors now getting out of the market thinking oil prices are overbought. You know, it's almost like a light finally went on in their heads and said, hey, perhaps oil prices and gas prices are a bit too high, and they might be slowing down the economy, and that's the case.
A couple experts quoted in our local paper this morning, though, are saying that we shouldn't be fooled by these temporary drops. Over the long term, one guy says, expect the rise to resume. Nobody should be fooled by temporary drops in commodities globally. Oil is scarce. Central banks can print money at their convenience, he says. You can't print more oil, copper, or gold. What do you say?
That's certainly true, and, you know, we'll have to continue watching this. And no, yes, I would say the long-term trend still will be gas prices that will be pretty painful.
Coming up next, immigration reform back in focus. Following the president's speech on that subject, we'll hear about that info next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store Wild Food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back up.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. Talk radio, talk television, political talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio, all wrapped around the discussions here. And immigration reform is one of those included this week. Host Todd Meneses talking about the president's solution to dealing with illegals.
The president and his administration supports a plan that would further secure the Southwest border, punish businesses that hire illegal immigrants, create a legal immigration system that can better meet the needs of U.S. businesses and foreigners who want to work in the country, but also pushes to legalize millions of illegal immigrants. Now, Republicans say, no way. We can't do that. Not at all. They will not support any bill or any resolution that will give either amnesty or citizenship to those illegal immigrants who are already in this country. My take on this, as I looked at both sides, is like, you know what? They're both right, in a way. You can't do one without the other. You have to put them together. Because if you don't, you're just spinning your wheels like we've been doing over and over and over. I think everyone agrees something has to be done about our borders. Is it an immigration problem? Is it a border problem? It's a little bit of both. I think we have to secure our borders, which is just what Arizona is trying to do. I mean, they're trying to build their own fence now. Now, if you saw this, they have a website where they're taking donations, public donations, to build a fence along their border with Mexico. Now, I think every state has a right to do that if they want to do it. They can build their own fence. They don't have to build it right on the border. They can build it a couple of feet in if they want, or right on the border, because it's their border. you're not stopping interstate commerce. You're stopping it from another country. Feds can patrol that fence if they want to or not, but I think if they want to build one, they can build one. If they want to do it with public donations, more power to them. But I think the feds need to step up, and we need to secure the border. At the same time, once we do that, you have to grant citizenship to the 11 million illegal immigrants who are already in this country. I know. That's the hard part. That's the one no one wants to swallow. That's the one that we always get up on our white horse or high horse and want to complain about and say, well, we're rewarding people for breaking the law. But the bigger question is, if you don't, how do you get 11 million people out of the country?
Andrea Mitchell talks to Congresswoman Linda Sanchez next about the president's plan for reform.
The speech, is this more of the same? Is this a good sign? What is your impression?
Well, I always think it's a good sign when the topic of immigration reform comes up. It's something that's been building over the course of a decade and something that we desperately need to address. So the president putting it frontmost in the spotlight to talk about it, I think, is a good thing.
Your colleague from Illinois was on the show a while ago, and Congressman Gutierrez said that he wants to see more, and he even said that he's not automatically going to support the president unless he sees more.
I want to support Barack Obama for re-election, but the lack of progress on immigration reform and the lack of action that Barack Obama, our president, has, the discretion he has, is really making that job difficult for me. So when I look at a community of people that is undecided, I want to bring them to the decision table in favor of the president. But the president has to act to complete his promise.
Congresswoman, is the president taking your caucus and your group, largely speaking, for granted?
I think the president has done a lot to try to move the issue of immigration reform along. And an example of that is in the House last term, we were able to pass the DREAM Act, but it was Republican filibustering in the Senate that prevented that from happening. The president can't single-handedly pen an immigration bill and sign it. It takes both houses of the legislature to do that. And so we need to build support. I think the president is going to a strategy that, is one way to do it, and that's to talk to businesses and outside groups to make the case to their legislators that we need to get moving on this. And if he's successful in igniting this sort of grassroots push to motivate those who've been withholding their votes on immigration reform or those who've been completely opposed to immigration reform, I think that is a strategy for getting it done. Now, granted, there are sensible things that he can do via executive order to help move that piece as well. And I'm hopeful that he'll consider some of those options. But the president can't single-handedly do it on his own. And again, the fact that he's raising the issue and beginning the drumbeat again, I think, is a very positive thing.
Find out more about these items on the Countdown we've talked about this hour by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.